AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, continuing a second Community Connection of the morning. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking with candidate for the 1st Congressional District, Kevin Hearn. Good morning, sir. How are we today, sir?
Good morning, Charlie. It's great to be back in Bartlesville.
2 weeks from today.
It's actually 20 days, 21 hours, and about 18 minutes, but in a few seconds. But who's counting, right?
I certainly wouldn't want to hold you to that much time. No, that's fine. And again, if you are planning on voting by absentee ballot, you can get that application in now.
You can. People are doing a lot of absentee ballots, and I'm sure everybody's pinging the folks out there. But it's great. It's great to be here. We were looking this morning. This will be my 16th time on your radio show over the past year. So I really appreciate your support in letting all the candidates come on and talk and tell the folks of Bartlesville what's about.
Well, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think it's important that people are educated on the issues and the candidates. And the more time that I can spend getting all the candidates in front of the voters, I think educated voters in general make good choices.
That's right, Charlie. And, you know, we've had a lot of support, a lot of, I think, critical key endorsements in Pastor Rafael Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz's dad,
right.
State Insurance Commissioner John Doak, and I've spent a lot of time talking with him, throughout the past year.
He came out with that one early.
He did. Early last year, health insurance and the health care among folks is really critical. And he knows, as a person that's actually had to deal with Obamacare and things like that, that I fully understand what's going on. That's why we got his endorsement. And then many of the people in Bartlesville know retired Brigadier General Hopper Smith has been a great supporter in helping us out and building our military coalition around the 1st District. And, today, Charlie, in studio, we probably have one of our greatest supporters of all in Representative Earl Sears.
And Kevin, and thank you for inviting me and including me. As you well know, not only do you have my support, but first, Charlie, I want to say thank you and to the Potter family and this radio station, because they've always just been very active and very kind in regards to letting candidates come up and let the people know their positions, which leads into I am just delighted to endorse, support Kevin Hearn. The gentleman, all the people that are running for this seat are honorable people, but what reason why early on after I met with Kevin and decided he is the person that I wanted as our congressman, the people need to know in our district, our congressional district, a humble background that literally pulled himself up, literally working small businesses, and then from his entrepreneurship ended up not only going forward in the McDonald industry, but having great success there. And the point is, he has developed a business background. He's made payroll. And that's the exciting thing that why I endorse and support him 100%. And again, not only is he a near and dear friend that now that we have met and traveled around the district, the congressional district, but the difference is this background. There's a lot of things at this old great country that we need to do and must do, but there is no question what we have to do, not what I think separates him, is we have to create jobs. And it's the small businessman that's out there putting his time and energy in there, and then they go and hire people to work for them, and then that making a payroll and those people supporting their families. And Kevin knows how to do that, and there is no question that's what we need in Washington, D.C., is literally someone that has a business background that knows how to build on that background and just help this great nation in regards to making the importance of the job and creating jobs for this great nation. And I, again, not only my endorsement and my support, he's the man that I'll be voting for and being behind.
And Earl, I don't want to take too much time away from the candidate, but if I reflect what I think I hear you saying back, it's important to not only create those jobs, but understand how government decisions affect that business that creates those
Absolutely.
Jobs.
He's had to deal with the regulations from government, and again, he can answer it far better than I can, but again, me being your state representative and dealing with it for 12 years, our economy is doing much better, the income stream of income tax collections, and the reason why, it's not that we've raised it more, it's because more people are working. Create those opportunities, and he has the background and just the guidance and the wisdom, I think, to continue to build on that. And that's what we need in Washington, D.C.
Thank you very much. And feel free to chip
in. Well, I think that's why you're seeing what's happened this last year on the economy. Even President Trump's, he's trying to move forward with creating jobs, putting Americans back to work. And, even many Republicans pushing back on him as well. And even though we've got, control of the House, Senate, and pretty much everything, we're still struggling to really unleash this economy. And people don't realize, you know, I think the impetus of what jobs do. It's sort of the hub of everything that works in America. If you truly believe in the free market idea and limited government, you put people back to work. They're not dependent upon the government. They can actually go out and create their own stuff, have self-worth and self-dignity, and respect one another. And you know, you have less crime. You also have the ability, as the representative mentioned, is that, you know, you put the economy back to work, and we don't have to borrow as much money from the people abroad. And if we don't have to borrow as much money, we can actually fund our military with our own monies, as opposed to being dependent upon foreign governments, where much of that interest goes back. You know, the irony of all this is, you know, in my mind, there's only three or four things the government should do in a big way. And one of us is to protect us from bad countries around the world, and the other is protect ourselves from bad people that want to hurt each other. Beyond that, you know, it gets pretty fuzzy on what's going on in the federal government. I think it all should be pushed back to the state. I'm a person that thinks the Department of Education should be eliminated on the federal level, and those monies kept in the state for our people in our state, our school boards, our local parents to figure out what goes on there. But nothing happens good. And all you have to ask when somebody wants to push back on that is ask them, do you really think that the federal government can spend your money better than you can? And you usually get no response, because they know the answer is no, they can't spend it better than I can. So you usually can answer their doubts and close down that conversation very quickly with one simple question. But, this whole idea of putting America back to work is something that we need to really get our mind around, because today, by the government's own numbers, we have about the same percentage of people working as we did in 1978. Mm-hmm. Yet, you know, we have many more obligations than we did then. We're running amok with $1 trillion-plus year deficits, a debt that's closing in on $22 trillion. We're really just, you know, we're living very lavishly on our kids' future and our grandkids' future. I'm not even sure our grandkids can pay this debt now. But, you know, we have a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous responsibility to put business principles back to work, support our president in trying to return our country to solvency. My deal is that's all I've done for 20-plus years, assigned both sides of the paycheck. And so many small businessmen and women around our district and around our state and our country are responsible for about 70% of the jobs in America. And they don't have a voice in Washington, D.C. So my narrative is that I'm there to reflect their voice, their concerns, their aggravations. Nothing is changing. We're getting deeper in debt, and we've got to find solutions going forward.
And you and I have talked about those essential functions of government frequently on those visits, but that has been a core point of your message all along, whether it was the Department of Education or simply paring down those not essential functions to a more manageable size of government.
Absolutely. And again, it's about, you know, we saw a lot with what went on in the state capitol during the representative's last session here, but that's what government's supposed to be about, being able to petition your government. It's one of our First Amendment rights, is to be able to petition your government with your grievances. And it's very difficult for people to do that in Washington, D.C. And the American people are so aggravated about electing representatives that go to Washington, D.C. that don't have the skill set to get things done that they need to have done, which is right this economy, get it back to where we were. Many conversations are made about Ronald Reagan. I actually, my first job, my first business was created under Ronald Reagan. So I've had afforded the opportunity to create jobs and businesses under every president since Ronald Reagan. And, you know, what we have today is regulations that are acting as taxes that are just crushing small businessmen and women. And even though the president has eliminated so many, there are so many more to go. So that's who I am. That's what I'm about.
Ronald Reagan, one of the best quotes I think that I have, at least of his vast memory of quotes, the best welfare program there is a job.
That's correct. Donald Trump said it he said it's a big fat paycheck. And, you know, so when you get a big fat paycheck, you have the ability to be as prosperous as you want to be or as poor as you want to be. But it's about opportunity, not guaranteed outcomes. And we need to return the country to what it was. Our founding members said it was. And I think if we get the right people there, and I would like to think I'm that right person, go there for a time and do the job and come home.
Does your experience at business give you a foot up in building coalitions and finding compromise and finding ways to pass good legislation?
Well, I think it's about leadership. I think it's about leadership and having done the things that you say you're going to do. I've spent a lot of time solving problems at the local level, solving problems at the national level with my 13 years of traveling the country for McDonald's franchisees and doing it for nothing, for 3,500 franchisees of all walks of life from each coast, from north to south, finding solutions so we can move forward and never compromising your principles of honesty and integrity and trying to eliminate the barriers that are out there that are existing. What we do know, we have much better solutions, whether it's in our economy or in our foreign policy, when we have bipartisan solutions, bipartisan approach. One of the concerns I have on our foreign policy is that if we don't start having bipartisan solutions, our foreign countries, our sovereignty, our credibility is going to be challenged if they think that our treaties or our agreements are going to be undone from president to president. We have to have bipartisanship in our approach to these things. And right now we don't, because everything is so polarizing. It's not only polarizing between the parties, it's polarizing within the parties. And so we've got to get back to what we're sent there to be, our policymakers. You're a politician to get there. You run through the political process to get there. But once you get there, you've actually got to lead, and you got to work on policy. And somehow we've lost all of that. It's like a political process the entire time.
I think the public is getting tired of the other side is always wrong and can't be right idea.
It is, and we're hearing this everywhere we go. There was a time when this was this is what you wanted. You wanted the fight. People are getting weary of the fight. People are looking at how we make America, truly make it America great again. I know that was a campaign slogan, but people are seeing there's an opportunity here if we can pull on the same yoke together. And it doesn't have to, again, you don't have to lie, cheat, or steal. There will be always differences between the parties, but we've got to find out what we can work on that are common ground. There's got to be some common ground there somewhere. It can't be all one side or the other. And I think it's what I want to work on.
Your messaging to the public in your radio ads, in your TV ads, and in other media, a lot of it has been about your life story.
It has, Charlie. I look at what happens. I grew up dirt poor, and I look at what got me out of that. I think when people see that, they don't think there's any hope, that there's any possibilities in this country. And again, we always have to remember this country gives us great opportunities if we're willing to take it. And mine was, if I worked real hard, I didn't know where that was going to go. I never dreamed in my wildest imagination that I would be where I'm at today. But what I've learned is if you work hard and you try to make today better than you found it when you go to bed at night, and you work to be your best every day, it might not be the best. You have the opportunity to go seek out skills, ability, knowledge to make your ideas of what being the best is better. And you do that every day, and you take care of people. You're kind to people. You reward them for being who they are, and help them understand that there's no give-me's in life. Life is a journey. And you when you come to a fork in the road, as old Yogi Berra said, you take it. If we could only do that, it would be great, but we can't. So our life is about decisions. And I think we're at a point here, at the later part of my life, I want to get back to this country. It's been so good to me. And my family. But my whole deal is that I want people to understand you don't have to serve a big government. You can serve a big God. My faith is really important to me. It's what got me on my pathway to where I'm at today. And I owe all that to my wife. And I think, people need to realize that. There's more to serving a big government. Serve a big God. Go out and work hard. This country affords you tremendous opportunities.
Plenty of time yet for people who have not made up their mind or even to change their mind if they have already found one candidate they thought they liked. You're going to be out here messaging. You're probably going to be spending some time back in Washington County between now and Election Day.
Probably about four or five more times. Actually, I think this is like the fourth time in the last 6 days we've been here.
Yep.
But, so you can go to my website, hernforcongress.com. We are on radio. We're on TV. Obviously, we're on radio now, but we have radio advertisement going on, your station and others across the district, TV. Across the district, direct mail pieces going out. It's going to be pretty intense the next 20 days. And so people will be glad when the polls close at 7 p.m. on the 26th. I think everybody in the district will breathe a sigh of relief that lease is behind them.
And of course,
Charlie, I've got to jump in here on that comment you just made. That's the other thing. I've made my comments, but the other one I want to reinforce is that I've been very impressed about Kevin. When he's elected, he will not forget Bartlesville. He has made numerous trips to this community. He's been here time and time again. I personally, anytime I've asked him to come to an event I was hosting or I needed him at an event, he absolutely has just committed himself to be there. And that's something that I want our people in this area and for this congressional area to understand. This Kevin will be a representative, a congressman for the entire district, and he will absolutely be here in Bartlesville if we need him, and that's very important to me. And the other one, and I'm so glad that you mentioned about his faith, because there is no question his family and his position with God and with his lovely wife and family is just a priority, and I'm just so pleased with that, and it just speaks volumes about the man. And again, Charlie, thank you, and Kevin, thank you for at least letting me tag along today.
Earl, it's great to be here. I thank you so much for your support.
Kevin Hearn, Earl Sears with us on A Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KW.